Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ begambleaware.org.
Welcome along to the GAA Postcast in association with Paddy Power. I'm David Jennings from the Racing Post, and once again I'm joined by our regular football pundit Paddy O'Rourke and Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors Paddy Power. There's no hurling action this weekend, but it is a bumper weekend of GAA action with no fewer than 11 games down for decision. Before we get stuck into previewing those matches, let's have our regular slot, which is our three quickfire questions. So my first question to you, Paddy O'Rourke, is rank the top five teams in Ireland in order of 5-1.
Roscommon.
Wow, wasn't expecting that. Number four.
Kerry.
Okay, I thought they'd be lower too. Number three.
Mayo.
I'm liking where you're going with this. Number two.
Donegal.
Beautiful. And number one, I think we all know.
Dublin.
Excellent. Question number two. Tell me the name of three players who will definitely win an All-Star in 2019.
Brian Fenton, Michael Murphy and Connor Cox.
Yeah, I think we've got three bankers there. Paddy, I'll agree with you there. And your third and final question is, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of current me players listening intently to this one. Who was the best trainer you ever trained with in Meath? And who was the worst?
The best would have to be Donal Keoghan. And the worst, I'd say, would have to be Paderburn.
Poor Padder, he gets a very hard time in Meath. Okay, Damien Fitzgerald, your three quickfire questions are, number one, how was last weekend from a Paddy Power's perspective on the football front, and what was your worst result?
It was a fairly 50-50, the Roscommon-Galway game. We kind of laid Roscommon for the match and Galway on the handicap. So yeah, we did lose a bit on Roscommon for the match, but overall it was a good weekend. The hurling results last weekend were very good, so overall it was a pretty decent weekend for us.
Yes, but it nearly ended all tears with Frankie on Thursday if he had completed his sixth timer. Okay, question number two. What was the biggest bet struck with Paddy Power last weekend and who is it on?
The biggest bet in the football was $3,000 on over 30.5 in Roscommon Galway match, so we got to keep that. It started off pretty high scoring, but it got a bit lower scoring as it went on, so yeah, we got to keep that.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Okay, and your third and final question is, what was the strangest bet struck with Paddy Power since Monday?
You asked me this question the right week. We took a bet during the week. We took 800 at 200-1 on Kerry to win 5 in a row starting this year, and the bet was in Kerry, so obviously there's a bit of confidence below anyway.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Okay, it's time to move on to this weekend's bumper football action, and we're going to kick off on Saturday evening at Parkwee Cueve, 7 o'clock, live on RTE. It is the traditional Munster final between Cork and Kerry. Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors Paddy Power, can we get some prices and handicaps please?
Yeah, we're 11-2 Cork, 12's the draw, and 1-6 Kerry. Cork plus 6 is 10-11, 10-1 the handicap draw, and Kerry minus 6 is even.
Now, Paddy O'Rourke, are Cork finally a force to be reckoned with again? Are the glory days on the way back?
No. I think they got over a very, very poor Limerick team who stung Tipperary, who haven't been the force of old, so I think you could nearly put a line through all their previous form. Yeah, they're going well in challenge matches and they're playing plenty of them, but I still think they're a few strides behind Kerry at the moment.
Yeah, they're certainly doing the challenge match circuit in Ireland. I think they've played basically every team in Ireland in the last couple of weeks in challenge matches.
Yeah, they've literally, instead of training, I think they're just jumping on a bus and going playing games, which is what lads want. They want good physical runouts and testing themselves against the best, so no, they're trying to put a bit of steel back into Cork football, but I think they'll come up a bit short now on Saturday evening.
Damien Fitzgerald, how good is this current Kerry side?
I suppose it's hard to tell at this stage. Like, they came through the league very well, but Mayo in the final showed where their weaknesses are. Like, at midfield and in defence, they don't look to be up to the standard they need yet. Peter Crowley as well has got injured, and he'd be a big loss for them in the backs. Just a bit of experience, which they don't have. So, yeah, like, they have a lot of talent, and going forward, they're going to cause teams problems, but you're going to have that question mark around their midfield and their backs. So I don't think they're quite there yet. Like, obviously, with the talent coming through, they should be they're going to be contenders over the next 5 or 6 years, but I think this year, I don't think they're quite there yet.
Okay, so the punter who had 800 euro and a 200 to 1 in Kerry to win 5 All-Irelands in a row, he'll certainly be hoping he gets off to a good start here by another Munster final success. Okay, Paddy O'Rourke, who wins this?
I've looked through it. I think Kerry minus 6 is a decent one. Kerry to win and both teams to score a goal might be a shout at 11 to 10, and maybe Cork's best chance of a goal might come from Brian Hurley, the around 3 to 1 anytime goal scorer.
Yeah, I'd certainly have to agree with you there, Paddy. I think this could be a Kerry domination. Damien, I'm a little bit surprised that the handicap is not bigger from Paddy Power. I expected the handicap to be maybe 7, 8 or 9 maybe against Cork.
Yeah, you can probably... Cork have been pretty popular. We're laying Cork pretty heavily for the match. If you go back to last year, Kerry were actually shorter and they did hammer Cork last year, so Cork will have to improve for that. But as you're saying, there seems to be a bit of hope behind Cork this year with their challenge match results. I think I'd probably go Cork plus 6. It wouldn't be a strong opinion now because I think it's very hard to work out where both teams are, but I'm not sure about Kerry, and I think it's a bit of an inexperience there, and I do think Cork will be able to score on them. As Paddy was saying, I think goals are a good bet in this match. Like, over 3.5 goals is 15-8. Cork to get over 1.5 goals is 2-1. That'd be where I'd be looking in this match, looking at goal markets.
Wow, so you think it's going to be a high-scoring shootout? I hope you're right. It's certainly given a nice sunny day, so maybe you are on the money there. Okay, lads, the best bet on the match coupon in the Munster final. Damien Fitzgerald, we come to you first.
Over 3.5 goals of 15-8.
And you, Paddy O'Rourke?
Kerry to win and both teams to score a goal, 11-10.
Okay, so let's move on to the qualifiers, and we've got 8 cracking qualifiers in store. The first of those is at Clonus at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. It is Monaghan v Armagh, and I am going to get the ball rolling here. Damien Fitzgerald, when you're sitting down in the office at Paddy Power discussing these prices, how on earth did you come up with 15-8 about Armagh? That's absolutely huge, and I'm going to advise listeners to get stuck in.
Well, we'll see. Monaghan are 4-7. It's 15-2 to draw and 15-8. Monaghan minus 2 is 6-5. 8-1 the handicap draw, and Armagh plus 2 is 5-6.
On a line through Cavan, how on earth did you come up with that price? Surely this should be pretty close in the market.
On this year's form, it should probably be closer. But Monaghan,
the game is this year.
I'm not convinced about Armagh either. Monaghan last year should have been in an All Ireland final, so you have to give them a little bit of credit for that. They are at home, and if you're pricing this match up at the start of the year, you'd have been somewhere about 3-10, 2-7, Monaghan, I'd say. So there has been a good bit of a move just because of the form this year. But obviously, if you are looking at this year's form, Armagh look like a bet, but maybe Monaghan can go back and find some of that form that they had last year. We'll see on Saturday.
Paddy, could this be Malachy O'Rourke's final game in charge of Monaghan?
Oh, absolutely. If they get beaten by Armagh on Saturday evening, I think that could be curtains. It could come the end of that. Yeah, what he's done with such a small catchment area, the amount of senior clubs, I think there's only 9 senior clubs up there. You know, the population, the height he brought them has been astonishing now, to be fair. When he first came in, I think we got beaten by Monaghan in a Division 3 league final. And since that, they've gone up and up and up. And they've been a mainstay in Division 1 football, All-Ireland semi-finals, quarter-finals. It's just, they could just signal the end of the road for some of them stalwarts. Vinnie Curry, Desi Moan seems to be coming towards the end. Injuries there. Darren Hughes is out with a suspension now on top of being injured the last day. Jack McCarron hasn't put 2 games back-to-back in a long time. They're overly reliant on Conor McManus. If he doesn't score heavily from play, they don't seem to hit too high of a score. I don't know. It could be just it. If this goes the wrong way for them, that could be the end of Malachy.
And the big question listeners want to know is, will it go the wrong way? Will Monaghan be knocked out of the championship?
I'm going to sit on the fence. I think this could be a draw.
Wow, I don't think you've tipped a draw yet. What price is that, Damien?
It's 15-2.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tight, but I think Armagh at 15-8 is a cracking price. Right, lads, what's the best bet on the match coupon?
I'll go with it. I'll just go the draw. I think it's going to be very tight.
Okay, a bit of value there in the draw at 15-2. Damien, your best bet on the coupon?
I'd go with Armagh to be leading at half time and Monaghan to win at 9-2. I just think at home and with the experience, I think Monaghan might just get over the line. Armagh do lose games that they should probably win, so I think they might go ahead all right, but Monaghan might just come back at them.
Well, Damien, hopefully you're on the GA postcast next weekend because you are going to get a grilling when Armagh beat Cavan. I think 15-8 is a cracking price. So moving on to Park Esler in Newry at 7 o'clock. It is Down v Mayo. Of course, Mayo once again going the scenic route in the All-Ireland race. Damien, can we get some prices on handicaps?
Yeah, it's 11-2 Down, 14's to draw, and 1-7 Mayo. 6-point handicap, Down plus 6 is 10-11. Mayo minus 6 is evens, and 10-1 handicap draw.
Paddy, deep down, I want your heart and your head telling me the same thing. How far will Mayo go in the All-Ireland race?
I can see them getting a run here in the qualifiers and getting into the Super 8s. Then it's going to be a case of, can they get some of their scoring men back on form? We haven't seen Killian O'Connor. I wouldn't be, if I was in goals for Meath and they were coming in and it was Jason Doherty and Cohen and Kevin McLaughlin coming in a starting six forward, I wouldn't be quivering in my boots now looking out at them at all. I think that they're just going to grind out enough to beat Down at the weekend and take it from there and try and build a bit of momentum.
And what can we expect from Down, Damien?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious Down are going to set up pretty defensively with Paddy Talty there, and they're going to go out to frustrate Mayo, which with Mayo's lack of forwards is probably your best bet, I would say. They do have a couple of dangerous forwards themselves. Donal O'Hare and Kinnear Harrison inside the full forward line can't score. I think the thing for Down is that the longer they try and stay in the game, the longer they can keep in the game, the better chance they have. Like, if they can be within a point or two of Mayo with 10 minutes left, I think they can cause the upset. Like, I think Roscommon, the last day, showed the way for Down. Like, just set up very defensively, trying for straight Mayo, and then just kind of maybe get a goal or two and just get over the line.
Okay, so there could be an upset on the cards here. Paddy O'Rourke, what's the best bet on the match coupon?
Down plus 5 points at 5-4.
So you think it's going to be tight as well. 5-4, Down plus 5 for Paddy O'Rourke. Damien, what's the best bet for you?
I think Down plus 6, the handicap I think Down will be able to keep it tight. Like, I don't think Mayo have the forwards to blow teams out of the water. Another one I'll mention is Kinnear Harrison is 12-1 first goal. He's a big physical forward, and he's the kind of forward that Mayo struggle with, so I think 12-1 is a pretty decent price there.
Right, lads, there are 5 other qualifiers down for decision on Saturday evening, and we've got, obviously, Offaly and Sligo on Sunday. So out of those 6 games, lads, what is the banker bet? I just want one. I'm not asking for too much. Just one guaranteed banker in the rest of the qualifiers.
My bet would be Antrim plus 7 against
Kildare.
I don't rate Kildare that highly. Like, they struggled over Wicklow already this year, struggled over a Longford team that were missing a lot of players. They lost to Carlow last year, so these kind of teams do cause them trouble. Antrim are at home, and it's going to be a very tight kind of a club field. So Antrim plus 7 is 10-11 versus Kildare, and they're 7-1 to win. And I think there might be an outside chance of that as well. I just don't trust Kildare in these type of games.
Oh, it's like you've read my notes, Damien Fitzgerald. I'm very, very sweet also on Antrim plus 7 at 10-11. So Paddy O'Rourke, your best bet in the qualifiers?
Derry minus 3 against Laois. It's 6-4. We went up to Owen Beg in 2016 and ran into Derry, and we would have expected to beat them. But at home crowd, they seem to be quietly building towards something a little bit better than what they've produced over the last few seasons. So I'll stick my head on the line there and go Derry minus 3, 6-4.
Okay, so Paddy O'Rourke fancies a big Derry win on home soil. Okay, join us in part 2 when we'll be previewing the Leinster and Ulster football finals.
Friends, or maybe more, earn a 20 quid free bet for every friend you refer to Paddy Power thanks to our Friends with Benefits programme. Log in to your Paddy Power account and share your referral link to get started. Terms and conditions apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to the GAA Postcast in association with Paddy Power. You're once again joined by myself, David Jennings from the Racing Post. We've got Paddy O'Rourke and Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. So moving on to the biggest game of 2019 so far. Yes, it is, of course, the Leinster Senior Football Final. It's 4 o'clock at Croke Park on Sunday. It is Meath against All-Ireland champions Dublin. What is a traditional provincial final in Leinster at last? Damien Fitzgerald, just how short are Dublin?
Well, it's 150 Dublin, 33s to draw, and 16 to 1 Meath. 12-point handicap, Dublin minus 12 is evens, Meath plus 12 is evens, and 10 to 1 the handicap draw.
Paddy O'Rourke, did you ever think when you were a little nipper, holding your father's hand, going into Croke Park alongside your brother Phelim, did you ever think you would see a day when when Dublin would be 1-50 to beat Meath? Shocking times.
I can't ever remember going into Croke Park and been this hopeful that we can get close to a team. I was searching the apartment there last night. I've my jeans picked out for Sunday, and I've a pair of rosary beads in each pocket. So it's scary, isn't it?
But Paddy, do you think Meath can provide Dublin with their biggest test so far in 2019? Surely they can.
I think Kildare will have given Dublin a greater test than what they'll get on Sunday.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The lads are not going to like this in Meath, Paddy. Andy McEntee is going to be piping out this podcast in the Croke Park dressing room before the game as motivation for Meath, I think.
Whatever about him picking up the phone to ring me, he definitely won't ring me now.
Paddy, what's the reason for such negativity? Why do you think Dublin are going to win so comfortably? Why do you think they're going to obliterate this 12-point handicap?
No, I just see that I don't see our forwards having as much creativity and getting the goal chances that maybe Kildare did. I think that the element of surprise with James Conlon is gone now. Mickey Newman, he's a dead ball specialist from play. You know, we're going to need him to clip maybe 1-5, 2-3, 2-4, maybe, you know, against Dublin to have us in any sort of a chance, you know. I can just see us struggling to get scores up front from play. And I think we'll play into Dublin's hands. I was at the Meade-Carlow match down in Port Leash. Carlow went defensive. And for the middle period of the first half, we kind of looked lost for ideas. We kind of ran the ball down to their 45 and then got dispossessed, lost the ball, kicked it away. Not going to be able to do that against Dublin, and they're going to punish you up the other end straight away. I'd love to see Meade putting them under pressure early and attacking them, but ultimately I think it's Dublin for the win, and it's a case of Meade trying to not get hammered.
Okay, I actually have a theory on this game. It's the first time Andy McEntee has faced Dublin as Meade manager, and he did so with the Meade Miners in the 2012 Minor Final, and he went very, very defensive. And I think the worst thing that could happen to this Meade side, which is on a crest of a wave at the moment, is to get a battering from Dublin. So I think he's going to play pretty negatively. I think he's going to pack the defence, keep it as tight for as long as he can, and I think it's going to be low enough scoring. That's why I think Meade will keep within the 12-point handicap, because it won't be as high scoring as Dublin's other matches. So Damien Fitzgerald, what I want you to tell me is, because everybody wants to have a first goal scorer bet, an anytime goal scorer bet, and an individual points market bet, what are going to be Dublin's 6 starting forwards?
I think it'll be the same as they had in the Kildare game. So that'll be Costello, Conor Callaghan, Mannion, Kilkenny, Brian Howard and Niall Scully. Yeah, I don't think Dean Rock will come back in. I think Dean Rock will actually struggle to get his place back this year, especially if Cormac Costello keeps hitting the freeze as well as he is. I think there's a good balance in that. Like, you've got the two players, Scully and Howard, are more kind of doing the work, and then you've got the four kind of finishers, and Kilkenny's kind of a link man as well. So I think that's what he'd go for at the moment. And if Costello's freeze keep being good, I think Dean Rock will struggle to get back into the team.
Very interesting. And Damien, do you think Dublin will beat a 12-point handicap?
I'd probably just about go for Meath plus 12. I think Meath should be able to keep it within that. They'll have to be close in the first half. I think, like, if they go in 6 points down at half time, you would expect Dublin to beat the handicap. So you'd want them to stay close in the first half, and then they'll maybe just hang on the second half, because Dublin, you'd expect to win the second half by 8 or 9 points. Meade over 1.5 goals of 5-2. I know you're saying they're going to go defensive, but Kildare did get a lot of goal chances against Dublin, and they didn't look that secure at the back, so I'd just take a chance on that one.
Paddy?
The total points, I don't see it been over 41.5. I think that's a bit high, especially if Meath are going to go defensive. That's 5-6, so that might be something for the multiples.
Okay, yeah, I'll agree with that. I think it's going to be lower scoring than the Laois are predicting. So the final match we're going to preview this weekend is the Ulster Football Championship final. It's at 2 o'clock. It is the mighty Donegal, and they're facing Cavan. Damien Fitzgerald, can I get some prices and handicaps?
Yeah, Donegal are 4-11, 8-1 the handicap draw, 3-1 Cavan. Donegal -3 is evens, 9-1 handicap draw, and Cavan +3 is evens as well.
Well, you heard Paddy O'Rourke say at the start of the podcast that that Donegal were the second best team in the business. Do you think they're going to prove that here by beating Cavan, Damien?
Yeah, well, they look the second best team against Tyrone anyway. They have a very good set of good way of playing, and they have a good set of players, a good mixture of youth and experienced players that they've been there before, and kind of young players coming through. I think one thing that they have probably better than any other team is they have good long range scorers. They have a lot of players who can score from long range, which kind of helps when they're playing against kind of mass defences. One doubt you might have about them is I think the Tyrone game suited them. Like, I think the way Tyrone set up was very naive to be playing against Donegal, and like Donegal looked very good against Tyrone, but that is the sort of game that might suit them. I think Cavan might set up a bit different, and that may be the one doubt you would have about them. But I think if they beat, I think Cavan are a relatively good kind of marker, so if they beat Cavan 5 or 6 points, I think you'd have to be very impressed with Donegal.
Paddy, what do you think Cavan can bring to the table here?
I think that they're going in with nothing to lose. You know, they're finally seeing that crop of under 21 players that won 4 Ulsters coming to fruition. You know, Garrod McKiernan will be the eldest of them lads. He's only about 28. You know, they seem to have a bunch of lads all of the one standard, height wise, physique wise, athletic ability wise, and then you have a couple of masters in there as well, Keane Mackey and Martin Riley as well. I still think they'll struggle. I think the experience that Donegal will bring, they proved the last day. If you want to play without and if you want to defend without beat you as well, like the Fermanagh game. So I can still see Donegal coming through this one and securing their place as the second best team.
And what do you think is the best bet on the coupon?
I think it will be a high-scoring game. I think the weather is good for Sunday. Ulster final will be a huge atmosphere. 33.5 points, I think they'll beat that. I think it'll be high-scoring. 5-6 on that.
And Damien Fitzgerald, your best bet on Cavan v Donegal?
I think the 6-5 on no Cavan goal. Cavan have struggled to score goals all through the year, even when they've been going well, and Donegal don't tend to concede many. So I think 6-5 no Cavan goal might be my best bet.
And I'm going to play it simple and go for Donegal -3. So all that's left to do now is reveal our best bets of the weekend.
This will not be beaten.
Okay, I'm going to kick off the naps, and I'm going to start off with Armagh at 15-8. Damien Fitzgerald, your best bet of the weekend?
Yeah, I'll go Antrim +7 against Kildare 10-11.
So yeah, that's why I went for Armagh, because I knew you were going to sneak in and tip Antrim. I think Antrim are going to keep it in that handicap as well. Paddy O'Rourke, your best bet of the weekend?
Kerry to win and both teams to score a goal, 11-10.
So don't forget, listeners, that treble will be enhanced on the Paddy Power website. Just click in and look for the Paddy... And don't forget, listeners, that treble, the Naps treble on the GAA podcast will be enhanced on the Paddy Power website. Just click in and look for the GAA Racing Podcast treble. So that's it for this weekend's show. My thanks to Paddy O'Rourke and Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, Paddy Power. I've been David Jennings from the Racing Post. Don't forget to join us next week.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet the next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.